The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the gospel of the Lord. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the service, we'll be using the refrain from Yesu, Yesu, throughout the sermon. You may want to go ahead and turn to that page in your bulletin, because we'll also be looking a little bit at the gospel lesson this morning. I have some questions for you about that. So let's give it a try first. So the prompt will be the words, "And so we pray," and then we will sing the Yesu. So let's try. "And so we pray. So on Thursday, late afternoon, I was working on my sermon for today, and I took a little break because there were 3 of us drivers sharing 2 cars, and I had a very short window of time that I could run to Safeway to pick up the final items that I needed for dinner. So I got in and out of the store quickly, and I was impressed once again with how Jeremy, my favorite cashier, remembers my name. And it wasn't even like he had the prompt of my Safeway club card number with my name coming up, because he was the cashier in the stand behind me. He said, and I didn't even notice him, but he noticed me, and he said, "Well, hello, Mrs. Uto Galarno." And I'm thinking, people who've known us for years don't even know how to say our last name, and here Jeremy does. And he says, "I hope you're having a good day, Beth." And I thought, wow, you know, he's amazing. I won't confess how long it took me to, even though he wears a name tag, to remember his name. But as I was getting in my car to head back home, I noticed a man in the parking lot who was kind of pacing around. He looked a little agitated. He was driving an older SUV and had the hood propped open. And I suspect he was probably having some sort of car trouble. I started my car, and he made eye contact with me as I was driving out of the parking lot. Just like the person ahead of me, just like the person behind me, just like the person behind them. We all left. None of us stopped, even though it was pretty obvious that this man needed some help. And as I drove home, I thought, well, I'm not a mechanic. you know? But did I really not have time to stop and see if this man needed some help? Or did I really just simply not want to be involved or inconvenienced? I'm not proud of this. No, I think more I confess this, because there's Jeremy, the cashier at Safeway, being a great neighbor to me. And I, Pastor Beth, drove away. And it made me think, how often do we, like the priest and the Levite, pass on by the other side? Even when we notice something, even when we notice someone in need. Well, likely the priest and Levite had better excuses than I did. They were religious leaders who were probably on their way to the temple. And the law stated that if you were to touch someone who is bleeding, let alone someone who, a person who is dead, you would be ritually defiled, which meant that you couldn't go into the temple to either lead worship, as in the case of the priest, or worship God, in the case of the Levite. I'm a religious leader too, but I was just on my way home to make dinner. And our beliefs are different than the priest and the Levite. We don't believe that you honor God by entering into the temple or the church with clean hands. We believe that we honor God by serving our neighbor, right? That's what the Samaritan did when he stopped to help a person in need. He honored his neighbor and he honored God. And so we pray. So I'd like to back up just a little bit and look at the story of the Good Samaritan and the interchange that Jesus had with the lawyer. What prompts Jesus to tell this parable, this story that we know as the Good Samaritan? There's a conversation that precedes the story. Who is it that that approached Jesus? It was a lawyer. That's right. A lawyer came to Jesus and asks him a question. And what is the question that that lawyer asks Jesus? What must I do to inherit eternal life? And since he was an expert in the law, Jesus turns the question back to him and says, well, what does the law say? And what does, people of God, the law say? Excellent. Yes, Jesus says, do this and you will live. But the lawyer, being a good lawyer, has another question, right? And what's that question he asked Jesus? Who is my neighbor? That's right. Okay, so you're telling me I should love my neighbor. So who's my neighbor? And we don't know what precipitated this question. You know, he might be wanting to just, it might be an earnest, honest question. Who is my neighbor? And then Jesus tells him this parable that we know as the Good Samaritan. And at the end of the story, Jesus asks the lawyer, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell in the hands of robbers? And the lawyer's answer was, the one who showed him mercy, or pity, mercy, compassion. It's a heartfelt compassion. And so we pray. love this gospel story. It challenges us, yes, and it's also just a masterful story. You know, through this parable, Jesus not only shows us who our neighbors are, who are our neighbors? Everyone, and especially anyone in need. But he also shows us and tells us how to be good neighbors, how to show mercy and compassion, how to be good neighbors to those who are vulnerable. So a neighbor is not just a person in need, but a neighbor is also one who responds with compassion. So Jesus exposes that being a neighbor is a multifaceted concept, right? So neighbor is not only reaching out and tending to someone's needs, but a neighbor is noticing those who are vulnerable. A neighbor is a person who responds with mercy and compassion. Also, being a neighbor is as much about serving others as it is about receiving care. So, a neighbor is someone in need, someone who responds to need, and someone who receives care. We spend a lot of time trying to be independent, trying to be self-sufficient, trying to not need the help of anyone. Yet how often do we not receive the loving care a neighbor is trying to offer us? Who has been a neighbor to you? Who has cared for you in your vulnerability? Who has cared for you in your time of need? Or who's trying to tend to you and take care of you if you would only let them? Jesus challenges us, not only so that we see those who we should be helping, but also to be open to those who might help us in our need, if only we would give them a chance. And so we pray. We don't know what the lawyer's response was to Jesus' story of the Good Samaritan. You know, did he go and do likewise? We don't know. Gospel Luke never comes back and tells us what happened to that person. But the question for us today is what will we do? How will you and I finish this story that has been offered in our hearing? Good neighbors are good listeners, right? Isn't that what the kid said? How are we going to be a good neighbor and listen to this story? What will we do? How will we finish this story? How will we live together on this earth, this big earth that includes a lot of people, not just us? How will we live together on this earth as neighbors? Do this, Jesus says. Do this, and you will live. You will live life to its fullest because you will live life in the presence of God. And so we pray.